News Talk 1010.
And the province will not be increasing the speed limit on the 400 series highways after calls from an Oshawa man to raise it to 120 or even 130 kilometers an hour. News Talk 1010's Katie Francios is more from Queen's Park.
Citing safety concerns for not increasing the highway speed limit, Transportation Minister Bob Chiarelli doesn't understand all of those motorists that go 10 or 15 kilometers an hour over on a regular basis.
I lock it in at 100 kilometers.
He says he sometimes gets a few honks because of it. As for former Transportation Minister PCMPP Frank Cleese.
I drive with the traffic.
NDP leader Andrea Horvath, meantime, admits when she's in the car, she doesn't usually drive, but if she is behind the wheel, she respects the law.
I haven't had a speeding ticket since I was a young woman. That was a long time ago.
Horvath underlines changing the speed limit shouldn't be a priority. At Queen's Park, Katie Francios, News Talk 1010.
For more news, go to our website at newstalk1010.com.
This is Friendly Fire with Ryan Doyle and John Downs on News Talk 1010.
If you want to interact with the show, text us at 71010. Give us a call at Star Talk, Star 8255. You can also email the show, friendlyfire@astral.com. If you go to newstalk1010.com, you can also listen to the show. If you're just pulling into your driveway right now, getting home for the evening, you want to listen to a little more Friendly Fire, well, we're here for you at newstalk1010.com. But Bob Chiarelli, transportation minister. Now, I've never met the man before.
No, me neither.
He might be a nice guy, might be a complete SOB. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't
question.
Know if he's an SOB.
Well, I don't know either way is what I'm saying. He could be really nice. He says that there's no way that he drives over the speed limit, and he sets his cruise control to 100 kilometers an hour on highways and 40 kilometers an hour on municipal roads. And he says, I must admit, I get the odd honk when he was talking to reporters today. The reason he was talking about speed limits is because there was a website called stop100.ca that was calling for increased speed limits here in the province of Ontario. He says that that is not going to happen. Now, commonplace... I think it's commonplace on highways where people do, what, a buck 20, a buck 30? I mean, a buck 30, you're probably going to get
a ticket. You're pushing it at 125.
Most people think that if they drive 120 on the highway, nothing's going to happen to them.
And usually it doesn't.
Right.
You could usually go by a cop car and get on by, because someone behind you is going 140 or 145.
And those are the guys police want to catch.
Yeah, I think so.
So he now says that the speed limits are the way that they're supposed to be, and it's all a matter of safety. Do we have a little of what Mr. Chiarelli, our tortoise-like friend, he told the media?
Speed is a factor in 20% of the fatalities that happen on Ontario roads. We want to keep people alive, and we're not inclined in any way, shape, or form to increase the speed limits on Ontario roads. I occasionally have tailgater and people passing me in a no-passing zone, and once in a while I'd give them a little honk on my horn, but nothing beyond that.
He seems nice in those clips. A little honk on the horn. He's like a grandpa on cruise control. You know,
yeah.
I picture him with that little hat.
They're not popular either.
They're not popular on the roads. Is he out to lunch on this?
There's one of two options. Either he's out to lunch, I think that's a kind way to put it, or he's not really telling us the truth. And I think it would be consistent from what we've heard from the transportation minister over the last few weeks, especially with our conversation about truck dangers or truck safety
rollovers
issues,
and that kind of thing. Yep.
Where he's shown he's either not telling the truth on some of those issues. He refused to come on our program several times.
Did he refuse tonight, or he just hasn't called us back?
They never called back.
Okay, so that's what, number four now that he's declined our request for an interview?
What bothers me about, there's several things that bother me about this, but I just love him to be honest with us, and he's not. And it's a growing frustration for me in this current provincial administration, where sometimes it's just outright lies, and sometimes it's, you know, we're going to try to pull the wool over your eyes and hopefully you won't notice, or we'll
now
just shy away from answering
people,
questions.
Really?
I mean, not really. In terms of political alignment, yes, but... I would say with me, credibility, honesty go a long way.
Okay.
And transparency. And I'm not seeing that from this administration. I'm not seeing it from this minister. I think he's been incredibly irresponsible. Today is a perfect example of that. If you are saying that you don't go above 100 on the 400 series highways and people are behind you and they want you to get out of the way, you're not a good driver. In fact, you're a dangerous driver.
And for you to be the transportation minister.
And for you to be the transportation minister, that is not safe driving. If you are going 100, even in the middle lane, that is not safe driving. For him to, it's a joke. We know the limit is not 100. It's not 100. Technically it is, but it's, I guess, somewhere around that magic 120, 125 area. There is just very little credibility coming out of this minister because he refuses to acknowledge not even what we should be doing. We can't even have that discussion because he won't even acknowledge what's actually happening on the roads right now. That's not leadership. And Ryan, I got to agree with you. He's got to go. And until Dalton McGuinty sees that...
Are you okay?
Yeah. That this is a serious, serious problem for his administration, reflects very poorly on it. I'm going to stick by this statement.
Okay, no, and I don't blame you for that at all, because I think that you've got and I don't want to pick on his age here. He's a 70-year-old man who now claims to put his cruise control on 100. Nobody in their right mind in the audience tonight would want to be stuck behind him on the 400 series highways. Now, let's look at the suggestion here, because they're saying, let's make the speed limit 120, 130. Let's have that conversation, because we had speed limits back in the day that were, you know, before the whole energy crisis, that were a little higher than they are now.
Right. And we also have incredibly more fuel-efficient vehicles than we did back then.
Right. So if you're a driver out there, and you're on the highway, and you know that you can drive safely and comfortably at 130 kilometers an hour, shouldn't you have the right to do so? Now, there will be drivers out there that don't feel comfortable at that rate of speed, and if that's your concern and that's how you feel, perhaps I suggest you take an alternate route. But for everybody else who can put the pedal to the metal a little faster and can get from point A to point B just a little faster, then you should have the option to do that. And if we're talking about maybe the 407 expanding that to a $135 or what have you, go nuts. Why? And the fact that he wants to shut the conversation down for motorists in this province, it's an absolute slap in the face to anybody who drives a car on the highway.
And if this is an issue about fundraising, and this, you know, it is a way for the government to get funds through tickets, there's another way you could approach that.
Well, let's come back and look at that. And a lot of people want to interact. We'll give you an opportunity to do so. You can text us at 71010. Give us a call at Star Talk, Star 8255. You can also email the show, friendlyfire@astral.com. It's Ryan Doyle, John Downs, In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. It's 8:15. In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010, Ryan Doyle, John Downs here on Friendly Fire. There's a group called Stop100.ca. They're calling on the provincial government to boost existing maximum limits from the current 100 by as much as 30 kilometers. Now, they're calling for maximum limits on all 400 series highways in metropolitan areas like our own to be increased to 120, which is what everybody does right now. They also say the 407 and the express lanes on the 401, bump those up to 130 kilometers an hour because of special safety enhancements, according to the group. It also wants a speed limit of 130 on all 400 series highways outside of the metro area. These all sound like great ideas. These sound like ideas that should be coming from government, not some fringe group that's got a website. But unfortunately, those are the people that are putting it forward, and it's being shot down by the people in government.
And the reasons we're being given for that are not real. There's just no way they are. And if Bob Chiarelli actually believes what he's saying, he is incompetent. I'm sorry, but that is the case. There's no question about that, because him driving 100, setting his cruise control to 100 as he claims, is dangerous.
And now, the only thing I will say is, if you up the speed limit to 120, does that mean people will start going 140?
Well, no. You make it very clear that there's going to be very little
flexibility
when it comes. And if this is an issue, please, if this is an issue of making sure you can recoup the costs of the fines, tell us that, and we'll work it out.
Yeah, just tell everybody, hey, it's a cash cow at 100 kilometers an hour. We make X amount of money from drivers who go over the speed limit, so we can't afford to lose that revenue.
Or increase it and then base the fines on 100 as opposed to 120, or up the fines. There are ways around this. To pretend that we're all going 100 is a fallacy. It's incredibly disingenuous. And quite frankly, and this is what really gets to me, it's disrespectful. It's incredibly disrespectful when a minister like this won't even come to the table and have a conversation and gives you complete BS excuses as for why they won't.
Well, and just the, it comes down to the plain and simple idea that, you know, if you increase speed limits, one would think that you would reduce congestion.
There's that, too.
Right? I mean, it would mean that you out there would get to work faster. You probably wouldn't have to sit in traffic as much. I'm not going to say it's a panacea. It's not a complete cure-all, but it would help.
Well, and you could also make the excuse that, well, if you're so concerned about safety, why is it at 100? Let's put it at 60, for crying out loud. If that's our top priority, let's put it at 60.
And slow everybody down.
And slow everybody down. Fatalities will plummet.
Paul, go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, this is Paul McKeever from Freedom Party. And I think you'll recall we talked about this on your show last June.
Yes.
Freedom Party was proposing this very policy during the election of 2011, and we still stand by it. I mean, the minister here, he's saying he's a courteous driver. I don't think that it's very courteous to be doing 20 kilometers under the limit and hogging up an entire 401 lane. There's only three of them.
Well, he says he's doing the limit.
Well,
he's doing the technical limit.
Do you know, though, that in this province, the police, there was a fellow not too long ago, he was ticketed for doing, I believe it was like 110. He said, look, the rate of speed on the highway is about 120. After they ticketed him and he was unsuccessful at trial, he decided he was going to go out on the 401 and do the limit, and he did exactly what the minister did. Stuck his cruise control on at 100. The police ticketed him again for obstructing traffic, and he was found guilty on that conviction as well.
Yeah, if I'm in the OPP right now, I'm looking for Bob Chiarelli's car. We appreciate it, Paul. I'm looking for Bob Chiarelli's car. I'm gonna follow this guy around and then ticket him for reckless driving.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's also incredibly inconsiderate. It drives me crazy when people are not aware of the other motorists around them. You shouldn't be doing it. If he is doing 100, he better be doing it in the far right lane, I'll tell you that.
Well, you have to keep up with the flow of traffic, right? No one wants to get stuck behind the guy doing 100.
But at least if he's in the far right lane, you've got two other lanes. I'm questioning whether he's in the middle one. Either way, it'd be great if he answered the question, but he refuses to come on the program or even discuss this issue any further. That sounds like leadership. Star Talk, Star 8255.
That sounds like liberal leadership.
71010. If you would like to text us, or friendlyfire@astral.com if you want to email us. Ryan Doyle, John Downs, you're listening to In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010. Don't get me
wrong. If we don't like what they say, we could shut their mics off, but that just makes them talk louder. This is Friendly Fire with Ryan Doyle and John Downs on News Talk 1010.
I actually try to stay within the speed limit as much as possible. I try to stay in the slower lane as much as possible, although I don't drive as much as I used to drive, and that's just being honest, right? I have somebody that helps me with that. I'm usually on the phone or reading or doing something else.
That's NDP leader Andrea Horvath. At least I believe her in that circumstance because, you know, politicians, they all have drivers and people to take them from point A to point B because they have work to do, especially if you're the leader of the party. So her, I give a pass.
I don't think so.
What?
Her excuse is I don't think raising the speed limit is a priority. I hate it when politicians say that. Just because something isn't a top priority doesn't mean it's not worthy of discussion or worthy of being changed. It's a cop-out. And we're here, and I like Andrea Horvath too, and she's a very straightforward person, and I believe everything she says, but I disagree with her on this one.
No, but I'm just saying I give her a pass, is that she
as
probably doesn't drive
driving,
as much.
Yeah.
But if I'm Tim Hudak on this one, you know, and you're looking for an issue other than the economy and the ridiculous corruption that didn't seem to resonate with voters, of, you know, in the last election.
Yeah, go Autobahn.
I think this one might be something that a lot of people will latch on to. And this is an idea from a group called Stop100.ca. They want to boost the existing maximum limits on the 400 series highways to 120. And they also want to boost limits on the 407 and other 400 series highways that aren't around metro areas to 130. And I think we're grown up enough to handle that.
Yeah, and if they actually enforce it properly, and it's a bit of a joke right now because that sign says 100 is the maximum. It was confusing. I remember this as a kid, learning what the speed limit was, and trying to have my parents explain to me, well, everyone's going more than that. Isn't that dangerous, or isn't that against the law? No, everyone does it, so it's okay.
Yeah, and you look over to the dash, right? Everybody does the left lean. Hey, wait, it says you're doing 120,
yeah,
Dad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody else is doing it. Well, how come we're not all getting in trouble, right? You think that too when you're a kid.
Exactly.
And then you realize when you're driving as an adult, hey, 120 works just fine for me and everybody else for that matter.
It's a secret, little dirty secret of ours.
Now, let me put the alternative out there before we get to this ton of calls that we have and a lot of text messages that we have tonight. If the minister believes that 100 is the way to drive, and that he puts it in cruise control and he won't verge from 100, as he's told us today, does that mean he is now giving authorities or has consulted with authorities and said, I want you to start going after people that are doing 120? Because he's recognizing and saying the law is the law. By his explanation, he is saying the law is the law. People have to be driving 100. Follow my lead. Follow my example. So does that now mean that people should get ticketed for doing 120?
Well, obviously not, but...
Why not, though? Well, I mean, if he's putting the example out there, John, then he has to be saying, this is my leadership right here.
We're hearing one thing from the government. We're seeing another from the OPP.
So which one is it?
Exactly.
Right. And
who's the authority? Who's in charge? I don't understand.
If you're the transportation minister, that's what you're saying, then you're going to have to give everybody license, as far as the OPP is concerned, and local authorities, to pull people over for doing 120.
In fact, if they're not, it's dereliction of duty.
And I would love to see the premier come up and explain that to everybody, because I'll guarantee you that would sink his battleship in the next election. Tom, go ahead.
Hi. I'm a tractor-trailer driver, 32 years. You're talking about speed limits. How about trucks? What happened to us? Now you're concerned with your speed. We have to deal with people doing 100 in the middle or left lane to block traffic and swerve around us in tractor trailers. What's that?
I don't understand anything that you're saying here, Tom. Were you saying that because your limit has been lowered, that therefore it's making it more difficult for you?
Absolutely.
Okay, but
we're limited to 105.
Mm.
You have a couple of guys doing 100 or 105 side by side. We're stuck. We should have the ability to put our foot into it, to get around, to be responsible, and get back into the right lane. And you know what? I drive a truck for a living. I do 105 in my car and the truck. 105. That's more than reasonable in the right lane. You don't have to do 120.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
But how many drivers were?
And most do, and I think that's the point. Eric, go ahead. Hey, Eric.
Oh. Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay, I'm a truck driver, too, and I drive the 401 on a nightly basis. I think the speed limit at 100 clicks is more than suffice to protect people from people who do not know how to drive out here. I can guarantee you tonight, by the time I get down to my destination, I'm going to see 2 to 3 people out here without their headlights. Well, with their headlights on, but their full running lights will not be on.
So because everybody else is a moron and doesn't drive properly, then we should ruin it for everybody else?
It's to protect the people that do know how to drive from the people who do not know how to.
Yeah, but that's kind of like, that's akin to saying take away my rights because someone else is abusing theirs.
Yeah, but at least you know you're going to get home to your families and other people will.
But I want to get there now.
Well, I don't blame you, but do you want to get there in one piece or after being smashed up on the highway?
Well, again, and part of this, and I apologize for cutting you off there, but, you know, part of this is they're talking about the express lanes being perhaps faster and the other lanes being set maybe at the same limit or a little bit faster, but not quite to 130. So there is room there if you're not as an experienced driver or you don't feel comfortable driving at that speed. You could drive in the other lanes and you wouldn't be affected by this.
Yeah, but a lot of people won't acknowledge they're not experienced drivers. So there's that.
Well, they probably will after their first accident, I would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, this is done, and we'll come back and talk about it a little further. This is done in European countries all over.
Yeah, but we're not as good drivers as them. What drives me crazy is we're living in an artificial reality right now, and someone has to tell us what the actual law is, because I don't get it.
They don't have any bad drivers in Europe, I'm sure.
No, none.
StarTalk, Star8255, text us at 71010. You can also email the show, friendlyfire@astral.com. Don't forget, after 8:30, we'll also talk a little bit about picky moms who choose to kill their babies, or something to that effect.
Oh, nice.
It's In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. Whatever is mine. It's 8:30.
If it's controversial, it's fair game. This is Friendly Fire with Ryan Doyle and John Downs on News Talk 1010.
The unofficial speed limit is probably 120 on most 400 series highways. So the question that has to be asked, and this is, you know, it's a perennial question, do we adjust the speed limit The argument against that is that if you do that, then people will take the liberty to drive 130 or 140.
That's progressive conservative Frank Cleese, not exactly seeming committed to the idea or even looking to the idea of moving the speed limit down, up rather, encouraging the government to do so. I would have hoped they would be a little bit more feisty and fiery on it. In fact, somebody writes us at 71010, hey, Ryan, please call your friend Tim Hudak and make this an election issue. Yeah, sure. I'll get him on the horn tonight, and Tim and I will talk a little sports, talk a little shop, and then we'll make that an election issue. Listen, all we can do on the show is talk about the issues, and I think a very good one, that people bring up that affect you day to day. It would seem that government, however, doesn't want to do that, doesn't want to go ahead and talk about the real issues. And this is a group that has come out and said, they've started their own website and said that it's time to have a serious discussion about raising speed limits in the province. For those who are just joining us, it would be the speed limits on the 400 series highway going up to 120 out in the metro area, going up to 130 in other areas that were non-metropolitan, and on the 407 and that kind of thing.
This is the kind of thing where if it were, say, aliens coming down and us trying to explain to them how this system works. What's the speed limit? 100. So when do you get a ticket? If you go 123, 124. But you said the speed limit was 100. It's like a terrible Abbott and Costello routine.
Yeah, who's on second? Where's my speed?
How about some clarity? I mean, seriously, if you're going to go the step of failing to address the discrepancy between what the real speed limit is and what the perceived speed limit is, doesn't that kind of give us a license to neglect or ignore or not take as seriously other laws on the books? We're talking about a public safety issue here as well. So when you come out and say, don't drink and drive and don't go over 150 and don't do these things, you lose credibility when you can't tell us what the actual speed limit is. So I'm kind of getting sick of that, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and in just a few minutes, we'll tell you about one guy who took the speed limit way too far on a motorcycle. This is just shocking stuff. Stay tuned for that in just a second. But Sam wants to comment on speed limits in the province of Ontario. Go ahead, Sam.
How are you guys doing? I just can't believe the comments that two truckers did. Unbelievable. But listen, back in 95, I think it was imposed in 94 to 97. In Montana and Idaho, the speed limits were actually taken completely off for completely different reasons, but there were no speed limits on the interstate state highways. And the statistics showed that there were no more fatalities, no more accidents than with the speed limits. So I don't honestly see what the real issue here is.
Well, it is a different setup. I mean, I think they took them down because you've got completely straight roads there and they are underutilized, I guess you could say. Different story here. So I don't think you could make quite the same comparison. But to draw a link between a slightly higher speed limit or even just getting more exact with what the limit is, I think is disingenuous, if not dereliction of duty.
Well,
as I said
Sam
earlier.
Just asked what the issue is. Well, one person points it out via text message quite well. The point is that a government agency is telling the public to speed
or by not enforcing 100. You are sending a message that 100 is not the speed limit.
It's more of a guideline.
It's a guideline.
Right, like what we see on the ramps with truckers,
yeah,
right? It's a guideline.
The orange ones. What are we supposed to make of this? What authority do you have? What authority does the OPP have? It's ridiculous.
Jonathan, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I know a bit about this stuff. I've traveled all through Europe, and I have a friend of mine who was in my wedding party who worked for the OPP. In 2001, the OPP commissioned a report and came out with the following finding, that the 400 north from Richmond Hill to just south of Barrie is one of the safest roads in North America and has the highest average speed. And what they found was that the accidents tend to be caused by not speed, because speed in of itself doesn't cause the accidents, although if there is an accident and speed is involved, the carnage is great,
right,
but rather the variance of speed. In Europe, such as the Autobahn, they have, say, in parts of it, there's three lanes. Each lane has a speed.
Its own range.
Well, yeah, but let's say it's 130 on one of the three lanes. you are to maintain 130. They have a variance of about 3 or 4 kilometers. If you go under that, it's just as bad as you going over it. Here in this province, we never go after those people that are driving, you know, 70 in the left lane.
Well, what about the minister who's driving 100 when everybody around him is driving 120?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Well, of course it's a problem, but unfortunately for us, it's the guy, Jonathan, that's running the place, right? He's the one making the decisions.
Well, and that shows you just how ridiculous the system is. We have three lanes. In each lane, we're expecting drivers to be doing different speeds. That's what's supposed to happen, but we don't have separate ranges or limits for the lanes.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a fallacy in today's world. I know it's the way it's supposed to be, where you've got a slow lane, a fast lane, and then the sort of the medium, you know, the medium lane that really doesn't.
It's technically not a fast lane, even though a lot of people treat it like that.
Well, it's treated that way.
But the
slow lane isn't treated like a slow lane anymore.
Not really, no. It's treated as the lane you go into if you're just coming on or just getting off. Then there's the middle lane and there's the passing lane, but there's so much traffic in the middle lane, the left wing lane isn't a passing lane.
You said left wing.
Left wing isn't a passing lane.
Trying to creep into the conversation.
Exactly. you don't have the opportunity to get back into the flow of traffic in the middle lane.
You know, I'm going to say, just for an issue that the minister has now said isn't an issue, I can't remember the last time we've had this many text messages and phone calls, and we get probably, you know, we get a good deal of text messages and phone calls on the show. Tonight, we're likely breaking some records, so I think it might be an issue with a lot of
drivers.
Very
frustrating for drivers.
Steve, go ahead.
I definitely think they should raise the speed limits, but what I think they should do is make it harder to get a license. I drove in Europe in 2010, and let me tell you something. You don't realize how bad the drivers in Toronto are.
They're really bad.
A left lane is a passing lane. That's it. You drive in the right. I saw that all throughout Europe. Nobody drove in the left lane. They just used it to pass. I didn't run into one person driving with their high beams on. I didn't run into one person who couldn't merge. And most speed limits were just a suggestion, pretty much. Cops didn't really enforce it. If they saw you driving well at a higher speed, they ignored it. And to just address something one of your callers that drove trucks said, he was complaining about the speed being 105. In Europe, the speed limit on most trucks is 70, and they seem to get by easily.
Yeah, and it all seems to work for them. So
it works because you can't look at a 150,000 pound truck and apply the same standards as you would as a car. It takes you a lot longer to stop. It's a lot more difficult to maneuver.
You're a lot wider. You've got a bigger load behind you. And, you know, when
they
talk about...
They don't have as much ground to cover, though. That's the one difference, though.
Sure, but at the end of it all, when we've had these conversations about truckers and rollovers, and the one thing that's been a common thread is that there are too many people getting truck licenses in this province that don't deserve them. So you're going to give those people more speed as well? I'm not sure that's a good recipe. But for the average driver, I think that this is a no-brainer, John. And we'll come back in 60 seconds. We'll continue to interact with you. Then talking about somebody who has no brain, a guy who went very fast, well over the limits we've been talking about tonight, on a motorcycle. The video's on our website, newstalk1010.com, on the Friendly Fire show page. We'll tell you more about him as Friendly Fire continues on In-Depth Radio, Newstalk 1010. 8:45. In-Depth Radio, Newstalk 1010, Ryan Doyle, John Downs here on Friendly Fire. We've had a conversation about speed, and we'll get back to the calls in just a second in regards to it. But what do you make of the individual, this viral video that's been going around from the west coast of Canada, a guy on a motorcycle driving 299 kilometers an hour?
It's amazing, I'll tell you that, but I don't encourage it. I think it's a perfect example of incredibly inconsiderate driving, because if he showed this video to me earlier today, and I wasn't as concerned until toward the end of the video or somewhere in the middle where he enters into an area with quite a bit of traffic, and to see him put people's lives, his own life as well, which I'm not as concerned about, at so much risk
by weaving through the traffic.
Yeah, it's insane.
Sometimes using the middle lane that doesn't exist.
Well, what I find crazy about this is it's not just about your ability. This guy clearly has ability. He can drive. It's about someone else's, the likelihood of someone else doing something unpredictable or wrong on the road. That happens, you're dead. No question about it.
Yeah, and it's one of those crotch rocket bikes by the looks of it, right?
Yeah.
It's not a... you know, it's not riding a Harley here. Right. So they have found the guy's IP address and are getting into the process of tracking this individual down for being a complete jackass. I think you should go to jail for that.
I think jail time is actually warranted there.
But the on the other end of the spectrum is Bob Chiarelli, the transportation minister, who would never be caught in any fashion driving more than 100. In fact, he's got the cruise control on like an old grandpa on the highway, and he maintains that that's the speed limit everybody should be traveling.
If I was behind him on the highway, I'd think to myself, you're a jerk. You're an inconsiderate jerk. Why are you holding up all these people behind you? What you're doing is also dangerous because you're not going with the flow of traffic. He's admitted, our transportation minister has admitted he's incompetent, not just in his job, but also as a driver on the road.
Yes, that's
congratulations.
A great quality. What do you need to get that job in the McGinty cabinet nowadays? The reason he was talking about it is because there was a campaign by stop100.ca, a website that was encouraging the government to look into the idea of raising the speed limits on the 400 series highways. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm a trucker myself, and I would like to see them raise the speed limit, to be honest. I live an hour from my job, and I do 130, 120, and I don't see where it's putting my life in danger. Only if the car in front of me is going slower, that's a problem, and I don't travel in group. If you notice, a lot of time when accidents happen, it's always cars in group. If you drive by yourself, I don't believe speed is a problem.
Yeah, and the reason people follow too closely is because they feel they're not getting enough space in front of them or behind them, which is kind of ridiculous, but because they want to jump the pack. If the speed limit was raised, as you see when it happens in the HOV lanes, you don't hear about too many accidents in the HOV lanes because they're kind of sequestered
and empty
off
for the most part.
They're pretty empty, and everyone goes 130 or a little higher if you've got the space.
Well, and that's the thing that kills me about a lot of people, right? A lot of people don't even read the taillights. You know what I mean?
Pay attention.
Right. When you see some taillights ahead of you, what does that mean? To people who are good drivers, and I like to think I am one, that means that you're going to slow down, and you're going to have to slow down fast.
You might as well hit the brakes now.
You might as well hit the brakes now, ease yourself into the stop. But you see so many people, and I've seen it on the highway, especially when there's been an accident or something like that, they'll jam the brakes, jar the whole car, come within inches of rear-ending the person in front of them, and put their own lives at risk.
You should be looking 300 meters ahead of you easily.
But nobody does that anymore, and that's part of the problem as well. Mo, go ahead.
Double D, how are you guys?
Good.
Before I get to my initial point, I don't believe the minister, and even if he's telling the truth, he's not one of us. He doesn't have a bread to win. He doesn't have a boss on his ass like to get have him get to work on time. So that's why they don't live with us. Now, as far as the speed limit, not one government will give up that cash cow. It's generating revenue for them, overtime for the police, which means a little bit less than the budget for the police and so on. They will never give it up. Literally, there is nothing wrong with the roads, nothing wrong with the car standards. Maybe some drivers have questionable skills, but they're not giving it up just simply for it's a money generator.
They can raise the fines then. Or just tell us. Just tell us that, and we'll find a way.
They can just put it there, 130 and zero tolerance. I like that a lot.
All right, I'd 130, zero tolerance. I'd be okay with that.
But see what we're doing? It's a lot different from what the minister is doing.
A discussion, you mean?
Yeah.
Trying to put forward rational arguments as for why this may or may not be a good idea. God forbid that governments engage in such discourse. We're going to take more of your calls and continue the discourse. Star Talk, star 8255, 71010 is the text.
This show drives at 150 every night, by the way.
Oh. Wow.
Especially when this is in the background.
That means we're getting the show taken away from us.
No one can stop this train, John.
That's
true.
We're
trained now. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. You're listening to In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010.
Oh, the complaining and the whining and the that's just the hosts. You're listening to Friendly Fire on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010.
I lock it in at 100 kilometers.
That's Grandpa Simpson. Nope, that's Bob Chiarelli, the transportation minister, who now officially will never come on this program. He was talking a little bit about the idea of raising speed limits. He says, no, I'm a guy who locks in to a 100 kilometers an hour, and I'm in cruise control. That's it. Judging by all the text messages and stuff tonight, people definitely think that this is nothing more than a careful excuse as to not get rid of a cash cow.
You know, if that's the case, go ahead, tell us that. But you've got to figure out what the actual speed limit is and tell us that, too. Because the OPP is enforcing one limit. You're telling us it's another. Who's running this province?
Well, maybe it's Frank. Frank, go ahead very quickly.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I want to respond to the gentleman who says that we should feel lucky that over in Europe, the 70 kilometers an hour. Well, over in Europe, it's actually quite small, probably not even the size of Ontario. Ontario takes us 2 days, 22 hours of solid driving to get out of. By the way, I'm a truck driver. I don't mind being limited at 65 as long as, like the guy was saying, as long as everybody's going faster than us. The problems occur when somebody wants to go 100 in the slow lane, and we got to jump out in the lane, try and get ahead.
You mean like the transportation minister?
The transportation minister, you know, I didn't put much faith in those guys in political office. Look at what the guy, Al Palladini, became transportation minister because he was a car salesman.
I'll give Palladini more credit. At least he seems to know something about cars. At least back then. I mean, this guy just seems clueless.
Maybe that was before cruise control.
But there you go. We will endeavor to get the transportation minister on this show, but let's face facts. It's going to be more and more difficult the more we speak. It's Friendly Fire, Ryan Doyle, John Downs, In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.